Thomas Rhett's latest Be a Light here on the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU.
It is hard. It is hard to be a light when you can't sleep at night because you don't know how to upload documents to Google Classroom. And you know that your kids are going to have to repeat a grade because you are technically an idiot. This is the life I'm living right now, Dave Cruz.
Andy, that's what parenting is all about. Who can screw up their kids less?
I know. It's fun to say that when you aren't going through it, mm-hmm. right? Like, when I look at my childhood and I think my parents were amazing. Like, they knew all the right answers. They did everything right. But at the time, I know they were, you know, like, I was angry with them for some things. And when I look back on those moments, I think, you know, that stuff made me stronger. And I'm mm-hmm. happy to have gone through it. But when you're the parent currently going through it with your kids, you really are like, if my kid's the only one who's going to have to repeat this grade because he's the only one who can't get his homework assignments turned in on time because yeah. his mother doesn't know how to work a computer, which is all I do all day long, how yeah. am I getting Google Classroom screwed up? Yeah.
So explain Google Classroom to me.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's this opportunity for the teachers to post assignments. They can take pictures of books because the kids took like 99% of their books home. But when they left school the last time, they really thought they would only be home for 2 weeks. Okay. So they don't have everything that they need. So she's able to take pictures, post the pictures so that they could read through things from the textbook that they okay. don't have at home. She could post videos. So, you know, like Leonard's in second grade. So he's learning a lot of grammar things. He's learning phonics and things like that. So she's able to go on a whiteboard and like kind of explain things and talk them through how to break words apart, how to mark words up,
okay.
stuff that we don't remember doing, but we probably did when we were his age, you know? Mm-hmm. right. So then I think of it like, I mean, when is he ever going to have to mark up a word again? Does he really have to know how to do this? So he did the work. Is yeah. it that big of a deal that I can't load the photo of his work up on to Google Classroom?
Now, if you can't load it, then the teacher doesn't know that he's done it, right?
Even like though I say that he has. Right, of course, because she knows that I'm a lunatic and I'm also irresponsible. So it's very plausible that I just was like, you know, don't even do that because you're not going to need to know how to mark up words when you're 46 anyway.
Have you reached out to the teacher and they said, well, here's how you do it?
She sends me something every day with instructions on how to do it. Every day. It's posted up there on Google Classroom every day, Dave. And when I look at it, I look at the instructions and I'm like, okay, I'll be able to figure this out. And then I go to do it. My computer does not look like it is described in the instructions.
That's odd because you are, at least by here, XTU standards, are Google whiz. Like, it was, I believe, your idea and you created all these Google Docs that we all share and do our show prep and stuff like that. So I would think
I'm
this would be right up your alley.
About it. And I don't know if it's because I'm on a Mac. And maybe all this other stuff is for whatever the other thing is called. That's not a Mac.
Okay. You know what I PC?
Mean? Your Android computer.
Okay. Sure, that thing. Well, do you know, are other parents struggling? Have you talked to any others?
It's not like she had to put out a blanket thing that said, you guys aren't doing this right, so I'll make it easier. That's just me. I just keep getting private. And she's being really sweet, so I don't even want to say her name, but if you're listening, like, you are an absolute sweetheart and I appreciate your patience. And I don't know how she does because they'll have Zoom classes. Now, these mm-hmm. are second graders. They are 8 years old, Dave. And so she'll have a Zoom class where there are 20 kids on the screen and their parents are not muting their faces. So you can hear moms and dads having conversations in the background. You hear dogs barking. You hear birds tweeting. The kids are like running around, getting masks. They're just talking to each other on the thing. And she's trying to actually conduct it. And she's so sweet. She never loses her cool. She's the most amazing human in all the land. Except I can't figure out how to upload anything onto this classroom. And it's he's going to have to repeat second grade because I'm such an idiot.
Well, the good thing is then you'll have a whole nother year to figure it out.
The Andy Summer Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
every morning.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.